This is Emory University Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Emory University Sound Science, Venkat Narayan discusses a new center of excellence aimed at preventing and controlling diabetes and heart disease in India and Pakistan. Narayan and his colleagues recently received a contract from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute to launch the center. Narayan is a Ruth and O.C. Huber Professor of Global Health and Epidemiology at Emory's Rollins School of Public Health and a Professor of Medicine in Emory School of Medicine. Venkat Narayan.
So it's essentially a center of excellence for cardiometabolic disease prevention and control in South Asia, with Emory playing a very important role in the project. The primary partner of this grant will be the Public Health Foundation of India in New Delhi. And Emory is the developed country academic partner. We have other network partners, namely the Madras Diabetes Research Foundation in Chennai, India, and the Aga Khan University in Karachi, Pakistan.
Narayan says it's estimated that by 2030, the number of people with diabetes will reach 400 million worldwide, double today's number.
A major cause of death among people with diabetes is cardiovascular disease. And in fact, 80% of deaths from chronic diseases worldwide currently occur in low and middle-income countries. And just to put things in context, more people die worldwide and in developing countries from cardiovascular disease and diabetes than from malaria, HIV, and tuberculosis combined.
To get a better understanding of these numbers and what's behind them, the center will focus on two major projects during its first 5 years.
The first project will be to get better information about cardiovascular disease and diabetes in these countries. So we will be establishing three cohorts for surveillance. It'll be one in Karachi, one in Chennai, and one in New Delhi, of 4,000 people each randomly sampled from the cities, who will be surveyed for cardiovascular disease, and then they will also be followed forwards to see who develops diseases in the future.
The second project will focus on applying everything that is known about treating diabetes and cardiovascular disease and seeing how much mortality can be prevented.
In about 8 or 10 centers across India and Pakistan, we will be recruiting roughly 1,200 people with diabetes, randomizing them to two groups. One group will continue to receive the care it is receiving, but the second group would receive certain innovative strategies to promote delivery, such as the use of a care coordinator, the use of a computerized decision support system to enable doctors to give the right kind of treatments, and then the trial would assess whether we can improve control of diabetes and cardiovascular disease through these methods.
The center will also focus on training young investigators in the field of diabetes and cardiovascular disease prevention and control.
We already are a Fogarty International Center certified scholars program. We have a couple of students from the U.S. going to India this year to be attached to the center. And we also, as you know, we have a Global Diabetes Research Center funded by Emory's Global Health Institute with our partners in Chennai, the Madras Diabetes Research Foundation. So I would see the center as part of our long-term strategy to build research capacity and to build training.
Research capacity will be increasingly critical as the number of people with diabetes and cardiovascular disease rises worldwide, especially in developing countries.
What is particularly worrying about developing countries is that diseases like diabetes is hitting younger people. So it seems to affect people 10, 15 years earlier than it does in richer countries. And the implications of that is that young people who would otherwise be economically productive go out of the labor market. So it has huge impact on the country's economies and the economies of families. For example, in countries like India, one person having diabetes would end up using 25% of the family's income just on their own treatment. So the economic impact, the health impact are enormous.
Which is why Narayan says chronic diseases such as diabetes and cardiovascular disease will garner more attention.
My prediction would be that as years go by, we will see greater investment in chronic diseases. And we already see this even in the Rollins School of Public Health, where the most popular concentration for MPH is global health. And within global health, there is an increasing number of both MPH and PhD students wanting to get involved in global health research related to diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, obesity. This is a good sign. the way I look at it, my job is to build on the enthusiasm of the students and to create opportunities for their futures.
I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.